the book Hebrews, part 68. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. So to require any of the books which I've written, especially the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelations, which is an 800 page book, A4, weighs about 2.5 kilograms. 37 years of research of my life in that book. Please contact us at our WhatsApp numbers, plus 27 international code 0722 367 124. Just go to our website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. Always, please go to my website. Go to part one. Start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe in order to receive the different notifications. Share it with your friends and family. Make sure at least you have a 1611 King James Bible ready, or a restoration of the original Second Name Bible, pen and a notepad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. I trust that this study today will be a blessing unto you, in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are to continue where we left off yesterday morning. It says in verse 13, Hebrews 2 verse 13, and again I, in brackets, Yahushua, will put my, that M must be a capital M, put my trust in Him, capital H. Again, I, Yahushua, will put my trust in Him, capital H. Yahva, my Father. See if there was capital letters, how easy it would have been to read. And again, behold, I, Yahushua, and the children, in brackets, the bride, even in this 21st century, which is us, which Yahva, my Father, has given me. Me, capital M, me, Yahushua. So what does Yahushua say? He has put his trust in his Father. And in this stage, he is actually glorifying Father Yahweh for the children he has given unto him, Yahushua. Who are they? It's us. Since 2,000 years ago, up till today, in this modern age, we have become his children. We have become part of his right. How? By being immersed in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of our sins. When I read this scripture in verse 13, I see the excitement in Yahushua, knowing that Father Yahweh has given him a bride, a people. And the children that which my Father has given unto me. This children will become bride. First they children, then they become bride. Verse 14. For as much then as the children. Who's the children? The bride, even in this 21st century. We, the bride, the Yahfist, are partakers of flesh and blood. You touch yourself, you will find you are flesh and blood. Yes, there's a lot of us that think we are angels, right? We are not. Flesh and blood. For as much then as the children, the bride of Yahushua in the 21st century, are partakers of flesh and blood. He had to become flesh and blood. He, capital H, Yahushua, also himself, capital H, himself, likewise took part of the same. In brackets, he became flesh and blood. What was the purpose of begetting the Son? Took him from the angels and made him the Son of Yahweh, calling him a Elohim, giving him a name above every other name. And then, in chapter 2, he makes him flesh to grow equal unto men. It says, to part of the same, he became flesh and blood, that through death, he, Yahushua, he, capital H, Yahushua, might destroy him, that him is Satan, that had the power of death, that is the devil. So what did Yahushua have to do? He had to become flesh and blood. In order to have us saved, us redeemed, us purified, sanctified by his blood, his redemption blood. For more than 1,000 years after Israel has departed from Egypt, after 430 years, for just over 1,000 years, there were 613 laws, the laws of Moses. And it couldn't save one soul. Not even Moses could have made it. He didn't go into the promised land, Canaan. He stood on the mountain, he saw the land Canaan, and died on the mountain. Why did he die on the mountain, not in the city? Because of disobedience. And there was no grace for disobedience. It was forgiven. It was forgiven by the blood of sacrificial animals, but the blood of Yahushua. He, Yahushua, had to become equal. He became our high priest. Hebrews 7, we will see in Hebrews chapter 7, according to the order of Melchizedek, how he will become our high priest. Not just the high priest, but also in the same time, the perfect sacrificial lamb. He also had to become partaker of flesh and blood. This is what the scripture says. For as much as he, as the children, the bride of Yahushua, are partakers of flesh and blood, he, Yahushua, himself, capital H, himself likewise, to part of the same manner, he became flesh and blood, that through death he, Yahushua, might destroy him, Satan. He had to go down into Hades, realm of death. There where the unsaved souls are bound with chains, holding them in captivity for the white throne judgment, Revelation 20 verse 11. That he might destroy him, Satan, that had the power of death, that is the devil. Now he overpowered him, giving us back eternal life unto the bride of Yahushua. But death is still functioning today. I think I said it on Monday. Death is functioning today. He hasn't overpowered death. That will only happen after the battle of Armageddon. Revelation 20 verse 8. Then in Revelation 20 verse 11, the white throne judgment, and then death will be cast into the lake of brimstone and fire. Revelation 20 verse 14. And then only everything will be submitted under his feet, Yahushua's feet. On this stage, death is not submitted. Otherwise, they would have had no burial graves. There would be no ceremonies where people die. And because everybody was just... Can you think the population on the world, how it would have accumulated if there was no death? So there was a purpose for that. But death will be conquered. Death today is not conquered. The death of the spiritual death were conquered, and we were given back eternal life through the blood of Yahushua. Verse 15, and delivered them who became the bride of Yahashua, and delivered them, who became the bride of Yahashua, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage, everlasting sin. You know what? Today, there's one thing that the bride doesn't fear. Is death. The bride of Yahashua do not fear death. But death people fear from Adam. People fear to die. You can look at a sinner. When a sinner normally dies, their eyes are wide, the mouth is open, it's like they saw something bad. Yes, there's the angel of death. That's the angel of death coming down on them. But the bride of Yahashua, you see them dying with a smile, their eyes closed, there's a smile on their face. There's calmness and happiness. Why? Because it's not the angel of death that comes down on the bride. It is the angels of paradise that come to take us to paradise. When we die, our souls go to paradise. That's what Yahashua said to the sinner on the cross. Today you will be, verily I say unto you, today you will be in paradise with me. So it's not the death angel that's going to come and get me. If you are your first or part of the bride of Yahashua, you don't need to fear death. Why? Because death is not eternal. When I die, we're actually just living in with Yahashua. Immediately into paradise. And that's why there's a difference when an ungodly person dies and when somebody who's a Yahfist or part of the bride of Yahashua dies. That's their joy unspeakable and full of glory. A lot of my father used to taught me when I was a youngster. He says, death is just like walking through a curtain. Walking through this side of the curtain into eternity. There's nothing much happening. You're just living out here, you're living in there for eternity. And that's why it's so important that we do not need to fear death. The scripture says, verse 15, and the delivered and delivered, he set them free, he delivered them. Who? Yahashua, by dying on the cross. By dying on the cross, he took away the fear of death. We do not need to fear death. If we are unsaved, then we need to fear death. Because immediately being tied up in chains in the realm of death and Hades. But for the bride, living out of this world into paradise. Paradise, the third heaven, the Bible says. And the verse 50, and delivered them who became the bride of Yahashua, who through fear of death, who through, because of fear of death, were all their lifetime subjected to bondage. You know, the devil will keep you under slavery. First, the slavery of sin. He will keep you under sin for as long as he can. Bondage, he will bind you up. He will hold you all your life. And then he will bring, when you become old, he will bring fear on you. Fear of dying. We don't need to fear death when our names are rewritten in the book of life through the blood of Yahashua. Verse 16, for verily, he, Yahashua, he, capital H, he, Yahashua, took not on him, him, capital H, Yahashua, the nature of angels. He didn't took the nature of angels, but he, capital H, Yahashua, took on him, capital H, the seed of Abraham. He became the seed. The Bible says, Yahweh told Abram, in your seed, the world will be blessed. There will be as many as the stars in heaven, the sand on the sea. That's not, everybody thought that's the Israelites, the nation of Israel. Since 3,000 4,000 years ago, Israel were always a small little nation, most of the time being in captivity because of sin, worshipping idol spirits, always being bondage, slavery. But he says, in your seed, they will be as many as the stars in heaven and the sand on the earth. Who's that? That's the seed of Yahushua. It's not Abram's seed. From your seed, one seed, which will be the tribe of Judah later on. The kingly tribe. That's where Joseph came from and Miriam came from the tribe of Judah. Will the earthly body be born, Yahushua, who will be the son of Yahweh, our Elohim. And through his seed, there will be as many as the stars in heaven and the sand on sea. If you take today, in a period of 2,000 years, trillions upon trillions of people have been repented and born again in water and in spirit. And they are from the seed, says, took on him the seed. The is one. He doesn't say seeds, seed, singular of Abram. So we are part of the seed of Yahushua. Till tomorrow morning, if his Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.